This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, you're back in focus here with the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Center for his Internet's out though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner at the ready, and a thought.
Ready, ladies,
for a thought?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
How about we make a law that requires all products made in China to be labeled made in China, shipped from China? And then all products made in the USA labeled as such, made in the USA. Maybe
isn't that symbol already?
And clearly labeled before you even buy them. That would be nice.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Chinese are doing things now, like there.
Yeah, there. It's very difficult to find where something is made, and American companies are doing this. You know, like Jay said, she thought she was ordering something from New York City, and nope, came from China.
Yeah.
And you know, and so this is not just a Chinese problem. This is an American company's problem too. And a lot of American companies are being hit with, hey, where is this actually made? And so now they're saying things like,
some don't want to tell you. Well,
they don't want to tell you because they'll say, well, it's made overseas. Or, you know, I saw, is it Ford? Or I think it was a Ford ad, proudly assembled in the U.S.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Everyone's changing the verbiage to try to, you know, cover up the fact that, you know, everything's made in China.
Yeah. So I send people to the Made in America store. I actually should probably try to get them as an advertiser here. I'm just looking at today's special on the Made in America store, and it is a Christmas puzzle made by a company called White Mountain Puzzles from Jackson, New Hampshire. And there are all kinds of different there. It's rather, this is what I'm looking at now is a guitar puzzle. But you know, a lot of people, this is really good for your brain too. Put puzzles together. Do you do that? Jigsaw puzzles or other kinds of puzzles? Do the two of you do that?
Not in the last few years, but I do like a good Sudoku.
Yeah, well, that's something that hurts my head. I don't do Sudoku. once in a while, I'll do a puzzle, crossword puzzle, something on the plane. But here's one. There's a ski poster that has 1,000 pieces. So how do you start organizing something?
Find the corners and the edges first. That's
thousand,
how you do it.
Yeah, it really is. Is that,
I mean,
is it
puzzles
that easy?
Became so popular when quarantine first happened.
Yeah.
Everybody was sitting around doing these 1,000, you know, piece puzzles, but I don't know if that's...
Here's one for you, Jay. I Love Tennessee. There's a new puzzle from this company called
Do
I
you
Love...
Do you know, Jay?
I am not a fan of the weather, nor the bugs or insects and those crazy huge red wasps, so...
Here's something for me. The 1950s. I like that. Yeah.
As a puzzle?
Yeah. There are pictures of people that were important in the 50s, like Rosa Parks, Queen Elizabeth, Castro, Khrushchev, Salk, Stalin, Truman,
that's
McCarthy.
Cool.
Yeah, all these people. Willie Mays.
That's interesting.
That's pretty clever.
Are you going to sit and do a puzzle? Like, if we buy you a puzzle, are you actually going to do it?
Uh-uh.
Right, okay.
No bother. No. But I just, you know, it's something kind of cool, made in America. Now, is Tiffany's stuff all made in America? I see they've unveiled their most expensive piece of jewelry ever. They showcased it in Dubai, revealing what they call a reimagined version of an archival piece, a necklace from the 1939 World's Fair, 80-carat Empire Diamond.
Yeah.
So how much is this? What's 22 million bucks, somebody said.
Huh? Something. Oh, you'd be surprised. The fact that this is so rare and it's a one of a kind, And the thing that's kind of wild, I mean, as you would expect when you spend $22 million on an 80-carat diamond, you get your own personal jeweler that's, like, on call 24/7. And basically, that person, this is a very elaborate necklace. I've seen the pictures of it. So you can take the center stone out and wear it as a cocktail ring. So the jeweler is on call in case you get a hankering to change it up from the necklace to a ring. That jeweler will do that at your beck and call.
128 carats. So how do you even?
Well, this is 80 carats. The 128 carat one. That's a different diamond. That's another one. That will never be sold. That's considered priceless from Tiffany.
Isn't that the one that Elizabeth? What Elizabeth Taylor had one that cost almost this much money, right? Her carat.
I actually saw that ring in person. Oh my God! It was auctioned off at Christie's about 10 years ago, and it was the whole Elizabeth Taylor collection. It was just spectacular. That was 32 carats. It was an Asher. I don't remember. It was in the millions, but it's a beautiful diamond, but it's 32 carats, and he had given that to her, and they called that. They didn't call that one the Burton diamond. That was something else that was even bigger. He really loved buying her diamonds. but that 32-carat ring, oh, my God. But I don't understand how you could wear an 80-carat ring.
That's somebody cutting
it's like
your
the size
finger
of
off.
Your fist. Yeah, it's the size of your fist. I don't know.
New. All right. There are a number of cities in America. This is something we're not proud of, or we ought not to be. This year have hit all-time high homicide records. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, not so much. They have had 521 killings there this year, more than Chicago. And who's paid attention to that? Imagine that, these cities. We're supposed to be a civilized country with all of this, the murder and the other things. It comes from having too many people, frankly, that are unmanageable. This country is too big. The world has too many people. And you can't manage all of them. So you look at these cities. Philadelphia is only like 1.5 million people. They had more homicides than the other two largest cities together, i.e. Los Angeles and New York. Yeah. 13% more people murdered there this year than last year. How in the world? How does the mayor live that one down? Let's see here. On the other, I'm looking at Portland, Oregon. Wow. St. Paul, Minnesota on this list. Tucson. Toledo. Baton Rouge. Austin, Texas. Rochester, New York. Austin is growing so fast, they can't keep up with anything there.
Austin can't even handle the traffic. I have a couple friends who had really to move trouble. To Austin because they work in the tech industry. Yeah. And it's kind of a nightmare.
A big problem.
Yeah.
Big problem.
They love living there, but it's you can't get around.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of problems, the labor shortage problem that we have in this country is the number one driver of inflation. I guess that makes sense when you think about it. There was a testimony presented in Washington this week about the labor shortage and how it's challenging pretty much everything. Go into a restaurant, see if you can find a waiter or a waitress to take care of you. Right? And that goes across the board. Truck drivers, people who are working in service industries. And I ask the same question all the time, every time I see something like this. Well, we talk about it. Where'd they all go? They were working before COVID, so where did they go? Where are they?
They found different jobs.
Yeah, different industries, different jobs. A lot of people took early retirement. It's a whole combination. It's not just one answer, which is, a lot of people want to look. We all want simple, easy answers to things. This is a complex problem. This
really
is. I
would like simple, easy answers.
Right.
Like
well,
simple answers.
Okay. It's a complex one.
So, on the other side of the labor problem, the American worker, people listening to this program right now, is about to get your biggest pay raise in the last 12 years because of this labor shortage that we're talking about. The average American worker is supposed to probably next year, the largest one-year pay bump since 2008, which is when we had all this. I hope this, let's talk about historical perspective and what people are taught or what they remember. You remember 2008 was the beginning of the biggest crash since the Depression. So people got huge pay raises, and that caused in part, not completely, but the budget crisis, the fact that in that year it was the average salary increase was 3.9%, and that's about the Conference Board of Economic Advisors says that most people will get a 3% raise. Well, that's just keeping up with inflation the way it is now. Even keeping up.
That's
with
cost
inflation.
Of living. That's yeah. You know, that's yeah. Well, so, I mean, look, I have a lot of friends going through this. You know, my husband is going through this too. A lot of people are. Yeah, a lot of people. Well, not where he's go, not where his current company is, but you know, his current company. There are several. There's a lot of people have left, and yeah. A lot of people are going to better paying jobs. And so, if companies want to hang on to good employees, they're going to have to pony it up. They're just that's just how it is.
And
people
that business,
can go. People can go to a different company, a rival, and get, you know, $50,000 more a year. And that's an exaggeration.
There are some industries that can do that, and some industries, in the radio business, same as you are and I am, and the amount, the increase that is being demanded will require one of two things, advertising rates to go up or other people to be fired so they can redistribute the amount they have to pay. Mm-hmm. Advertising rates are not going up because people won't pay for them because of the challenges of dealing with the digital realities of our world. So the rates, I'd like to get more money for my advertising here. It's a real problem because, they say, oh, I can get cheaper advertising on the Internet. Yeah, you don't get squat response for it, but it's cheaper. Sure. Help yourself. So that's what he's facing, and anybody in the broadcasting business, that's what they're facing. Speaking of the broadcasting business, the DJV download a daily overview of what we have been discussing. A couple of pretty good ones here. The most recent focus in our podcast, a lot of questions about what happened on January the 6th. That thing goes on and on and on. I'm so tired of talking about that. We had a nice warm conversation about Nick Cannon, though, who had a five-month-old child that passed away. That's part of the DJV podcast. And another recent one was one of the threads through the conversation was suggestion to marry your best friend or your biggest fan. That was a good conversation. I enjoyed that. Find all of the great conversations. They're easy to find. You can listen to the program all day, every day, the whole show at djvshow.com. And you can find the podcast at djvshow.com or on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. So help yourself. 18 after the hour. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, 23 after the hour here on the ever sweet DJV program with the ever sweet Victoria Keelan and the ever sweet Jay Kirshner, who's in charge of social media, amongst many other things. The DJV social media platform, people can respond to questions. We got a lot of that sort of thing going on. We also are happy to bring you up to date on some of the cultural, the pop cultural news. Betty White will be 100 years old before you know it. And she has a new book. What do we think? She's got that. Do you see the picture? Kind of that nice dimpled smile and a gaze. This is a big coffee table book. Pretty good. Is it around for Christmas? Can you buy it now?
Yep, it's out now.
Living Legends.
It is?
Yep.
Really?
It's out now, yeah.
Huh.
It's yeah, she didn't participate in it. This is written by an author, yeah, Ray Richmond, who's been a huge fan of hers for a while. But he did interview a lot of people in her life, which was pretty cool. So you get Carol Burnett, Candace Bergen, Gavin McLeod, who actually wrote the foreword for it, but then passed away recently.
Yeah. So he says you could make a convincing case that Betty White is the most versatile and most beloved entertainer in American history. Do we agree with that?
Absolutely. Sure. Yes. 100%.
Yeah. The book is called Betty White, 100 Remarkable Moments in an Extraordinary Life. I'd like to have that book myself. Put it on the coffee table. Be interesting. My daughter has a coffee table book of the Obama years. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Oh, I gave that to my mom. That's from Pete Souza, right? The official photographer of the White House. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's
quite
a lovely book. It really is.
Yep.
He was an incredible photographer. He worked for President Reagan. He worked for President Bush. He was just unbelievable, the moments that he captured throughout multiple administrations.
I'm looking at some of the things that they highlight here. When she was on SNL, she was...
Yeah, she was 88 years old hosting SNL. That's pretty epic.
It really is. So, happy birthday to her. Check out the book. A good idea for those who are of age to remember. So, even if you're down to your age, the two of you, you'd be able to
enjoy this. I'm a super fan. I love Betty White.
Yeah. It'd be good. Yeah, she's been doing a lot of stuff. I first knew her from Golden Girls, so nothing she really did before. And then Hot in Cleveland. What was the proposal
Legal?
With she Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
She did so much stuff.
Yeah, good for her. Happy birthday. We'll remember it certainly when we get there as well, but it's a good idea for a Christmas present. All right, apparently the Brits are all up in arms because people are snorting coke in Parliament.
Yeah, Parliament's getting lit.
Yeah, we're getting lit. All right, does this include Boris Johnson? I can see him on a sniff.
We'll find out, but authorities for the British Parliament.
So what's going on? Yeah, what brought this to the surface?
A newspaper reported that traces of cocaine had been found at numerous sites in Parliament. So authorities called in police, House Speaker, House of Commons Speaker Lindsay Hoyle was contacting police after the Sunday Times report, and so they're looking into it. But apparently, these traces of the drug has been found in 11 locations that are only accessible by accredited parliamentary lawmakers, staff, and journalists, including the washroom near Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office.
Yeah, okay.
Just saying. We'll find out.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, he's a dip. Anyway, okay. So, he is. Adam Sandler says his wife and Jennifer Aniston have a nice time tag-teaming on his health. What's the matter with his health?
The friendship between Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston is like the friendship I feel like we didn't know we all needed. But they've been friends for a long time before either of them really had jobs. They met when Jennifer Aniston was dating a pal of Adam Sandler's, and they're basically like family. So Adam Sandler's wife and Jen Aniston will often tag team for his health. Adam Sandler will show up, and Jennifer Aniston has put different health foods and shakes and green smoothies.
I mean, he doesn't look healthy. I think that's part of the problem.
Well, and he's even said like that they were like, we just want you to be able to touch your toes. And he said he's still 9 inches away.
Yeah, he's gained a lot of weight, but I guess he's trying.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Presidents Biden and Putin talked about the escalating tensions near the eastern border of Ukraine, Biden reiterated a show of force to protect the Ukraine from Russian forces is not on the table. The
United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now.
Lindsey Graham on Fox News responds.
The reason that these troops are on the border is they're testing Biden. I think after Afghanistan, he put in motion bad guys trying to test him at every turn.
Leaders have announced Australia, the United Kingdom, and Canada will join the United States in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. The arsonist who allegedly torched the Fox News Christmas tree was freed after his arraignment Wednesday night because his charges were not eligible for bail under a new liberal reform law in New York City. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The idea the United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now.
As America is relying on the White House for details from the President's Biden and Putin video call Wednesday, the conversation was blacked out from the media, and the White House is not releasing a transcript of the conversation. What we do know is that some lawmakers are afraid Biden is weak and Putin is testing American resolve.
It's empty rhetoric. It's just words. Why did he, the first month he was in office, he oil stream pipeline. Why did he, all the things he's doing to not have this country safe, is taking place right before, I'd like to see what sanctions he's talking about. I mean, Putin gave him 17 areas not to invade our cyber, have our cybersecurity attacks. And he's asking a communist dictator. So, time will tell, but it, judging from his past, I don't think we'll see anything from it. And that's why they're doing it. Why didn't they do it under Donald Trump? Because they knew Donald Trump would take action and his words meant something. But I don't think this president has the capacity or the stick-to-itiveness to do anything because look at his record.
Republican representative from South Carolina, Ralph Norman on Newsmax. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Past the hour. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn seems to have lost her way somehow or other. The vagaries of all the technology, right? Isn't that what it is, ladies? Think about all the trouble you have. Victoria
Keene is here. It's weird that the weather affects her cable because it's raining and in L.A. and it's every time there's rain or a lot of wind, her cable and internet goes out.
Does that happen? Jay's down in Nashville. That happened to you down? You had
that
tornado
with us. That was crazy.
What used to happen
Monday?
We had a special connection for radio, digital radio, back in the 80s and 90s. It's called ISDN, Switch 56, all kinds of different. It was digitalized, but it was a very, open to all kinds of problems because the on the telephone poles there are these boxes that continue the current, if you will, or the flow through what was copper cables at the time. And whenever mine would go out, there was a box across the street. So the box got full of water because there was no cover on it, and it would just stop. I mean, it was so simple, and they never fixed it. They just would suck the water out of it. They wouldn't put a new box up, and it happened over and over and over again. This is the kind of stuff that goes on in certain corporations, corporate America, that's so interested in profits over the next 6 months, and that's what the boss is supposed to be looking at. That's what the board of directors wants him to do. But when it comes to things like that, they refuse to put the telephone lines in the ground, even though it would be better for maintenance because they wouldn't be exposed to the weather, stick all of the utilities in the ground. They don't want to do that because it would be too expensive to do it. Once they get it in the ground, it would be no expense at all. But because they don't want the 6 month to 1 year cost of digging up the roads and putting all of the utility, and they can't get together. The electric company can't get together with the phone company, and they can't get together with the people that are taking care of your cable stuff. So all these things are hanging on telephone poles, but they can't get together and stick the stuff in the ground. It's just, it's kind of, it's craziness. It really is. And so we become victims to it. And I'm sure Jennifer's problem is the same as what I just described. Speaking of problems, the Chinese government says the U.S., listen to this, ladies, has committed evil crimes against Native Americans because they're trying to counter all the reports of the genocide, the Uyghurs, and whatever else is going on.
We did commit horrible, horrendous crimes against Native Americans.
That makes it all better
with
the Chinese.
But that was 400 years ago? I mean, come on.
Right.
Like, this is 2021. That's the thing. China's rebuttals are the worst ever. Like,
simplistic.
They should just get a lawyer and have them, you know, give the responses, because the stuff that China comes up with is just so ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. Stupid stuff. We were talking about the way people are moving around. Jobs are plentiful and pay increases are it's kind of the name of the game. So I came across something that I wanted to share with you, and I wonder if you have ever experienced, well, maybe I shouldn't put it that way because I don't want to embarrass you, but did you, when you were both trying to get jobs, always tell the truth during job interviews, or did you embellish?
About what?
About
the truth about what?
About,
I mean, in radio, like your job interview is how you sound on the air. So
But have you never done anything except be in radio?
I embellished a little bit on my acting resume once upon a time when it came to like other skills.
Yeah.
Like
what'd you say?
Probably an amateur
falconry swordsman.
Yeah, yeah, like different stunts that I thought in my head, I'll never actually be asked to do this. Let's just put it on the resume.
Right.
Jennifer Lopez just told a story about that she was, when she was a fly girl on in Living Color, she was trying to get an acting job, and she booked a commercial where she had to do, like, trampoline gymnastics or something, and she's like, oh, they won't make me do it, and she said she could, and she got to the set, and then, oops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a new book called The Liar in Your Life, and it focuses on careers, leadership, things that people have said to get ahead in their careers and become management leaders. You know the old Peter principle? The guy who doesn't have what it takes keeps moving up to get him out of the job that he's in instead of just firing him? That happens.
We all know those people.
Yeah, failing upwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Education, a big place for that. A lot of administrators were terrible teachers, so instead of firing them, they give them an administrative job. The world is full of those. One of these studies finds that people would exaggerate all manner of things when going for a new job, from the responsibilities they had in previous jobs to the reasons for quitting. A lot of mistruths across the spectrum, exaggerations, complete fabrication. When I started the job, my first commercial job in radio when I was 18 years old at WTTF in Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school, the program director said, we need somebody to do a country and western show at night. Do you know anything about country music? Yeah, I knew everything there was. And I went home and I beefed up a little bit, and I went back the next day and said, I know all about Connie Anderson, and I know all about Bill Anderson. I went through the whole litany. I didn't know squat about, if you listen to some of the old tapes of those of those shows, I imagine, I think Bob has a few of those. Anyway, that was, I think that may have been the most exaggerated, because I just kept getting jobs in radio after that, and it didn't, you know, they, as you just said, that was very sage, Victoria. Or no, Jay, you said it. The resume is what you sound like on the air. It doesn't make any difference. Other than that, unless you're some kind of a you know, now the sex perverts that don't get jobs, but, you know, other than that, you pretty much, the way you sound is what they're going to judge you on as you move ahead.
Well, I think a lot of times employers are looking at, will you fit in with the culture or the climate of our business? Will you fit in with the coworkers and the colleagues? Are you a good person? Because a lot of people believe, well, we can teach you the job. We can't teach you to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out people can't learn the job, and then that's why it's a revolving door.
Right, exactly. And so we have that. There's another book here that is referenced, The Psychology of Job Interviews. This book is really about trying to make a connection with the interviewer and appear more likable than maybe you are. Some people just don't. The kids today are not, they're so socially awkward. They don't know how to handle. And a lot of people are hired now. What's the name of the company that we advertise? Indeed? It's Indeed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So does anybody, you get hired off your resume, not off an interview. That's the way.
Well, no, you get the interview based on your resume. So Indeed will have your resume circuit. Well, no, depends on where you are in the country. I mean, that's, you know, it could be a phone call usually with the recruiter first, and then you'll get an interview with, you know, whether you go into an office or if it's a lot of jobs are remote jobs now, so then you'll have a Zoom call with someone, and then you go through the interview, you know, round one, round two, round three, whatever it takes.
Huh. All right. Well, I don't know. I'm glad I don't. I guess maybe that's one of the reasons I like working for myself.
But, you know, one of the hardest things, though, and I've seen my husband go through this, and I have a lot of friends who are going through this, you know, it's it's a huge knock on the industry, and I think that recruiters need to do a better job. You know, people, it's very disheartening when you go through several rounds of interviews and you feel like you're just nailing it and that this, you know, the job's a perfect fit, and then they just ghost you and you never hear from them again.
Yeah,
and I have so many friends who have gone through that. My husband's been through it. It's horrible. It's very disheartening. It's, you know, company. But then again, you know, you kind of have to think, well, if a company treats someone that way, would you really want to work for them? Because people are really down to the nitty gritty assessing how a company treats their employees these days. And so it's not a good look.
They're choosier than they used to be. But how is this different than having your first date? Isn't this all the same sort of thing? You're trying to get a job. You're trying to get a date. You're trying to, you know, move to second base or whatever it is.
Sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. Men tend to lie more about themselves than women do.
Absolutely. And I don't even think it's lying. I think it's just men in the business. Yeah, I wouldn't call it lying. I think men have, you know, men can embellish their skill set with a lot more confidence than women can. Women just by nature maybe will downplay their skill set or not even realize that they have a skill that they should be bringing up in an interview. And men will just charge in like, yeah, I could totally do this job.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just a big difference between, and that contributes in part to the wage gap that we have. Men will go in saying, well, I need X number of dollars, you know, for that needs to be my salary. And a woman will maybe accept an offer instead of demanding an offer.
Would be honest enough to go in and say, I really need a job when they're being interviewed. The average candidate tells 2 to 3 lies on average in the average 10 to 15 minute interview. And that, see, I don't, how could you hire somebody just telling them over a 10 or 15 minute period?
Well, that's probably just round one.
I mean, it depends on what the job is, I guess, much as anything.
Yeah. I mean, the interviews Lewis has been on, it's 45 minutes to an hour for each call.
Well, and now it seems like it's not even in person for the first interview. It's on the phone, then it's a teleconference, or not teleconference, but like a Zoom meeting, and then it's like, okay, let's actually bring you in.
Yep.
Very interesting how it all gets put together. Speaking of interesting, There's a story floating around today, actually in the LA Times, about a student from Auburn University who vanished on his way to school in his car in 1974. His name was Kyle Klingscale. He had a white Ford Pinto. He went missing in January of 1976 when he was on his way to Auburn University from his home in LaGrange, Georgia, about 45 minutes away. He disappeared, never returned to school. Parents never heard from him again. Never, and nothing. No, there was no sign of him. He just, it was like he, you know, like the aliens came down in, remember the, what was the name of that movie? Where the old timers.
Independence Day?
No.
Cocoon.
Thank you. Yeah. So anyway, they've been looking for his car off and on for 45 years. Wow. And apparently the other day, they dragged his car out of a river. And this car was in a creek. And they went down, found the car, and the remains of this guy in the car. Now, how does it happen? This was a... how does it happen that it takes that long? This is just a little creek. There aren't that many. How good was the investigation, or did they really do? That's the question. Did they actually ever really do an investigation to find this kid? But imagine you're the parents who are now old timers. They didn't know what happened to their kid. Now all of a sudden, the remains of the kid in the car show up after 45 years. Good Lord.
I mean, it's closure. They have a body they can bury, you know.
Yeah.
It's the most you could hope for after all this time, right?
Apparently. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, how close was this creek or river where they found him?
It was halfway between his house and university. And it wasn't found by anybody that was investigating. There was a fisherman who'd thrown his line into the creek. And what came up was a piece of the car. It's just so bizarre.
Jeez.
So, imagine, though, you're in that circumstances. Speaking of imagination, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'll be here with questions for Dr. Ken in a moment or two. Also, the latest DJV Health podcast with Dr. Ken focuses on the would-be or could-there-be a Christmas splurge of COVID. Ken answers that question and talks about where COVID is. And there's some information about vaping that would be interesting as well for many of you who may have tried that. All DJV Health podcasts are available at djvhealthshow.com or on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
The global cybersecurity leader CrowdStrike, recently named as one of the fastest-growing companies in North America, has just released the findings of its latest global ransomware study. It reveals that ransomware remains prolific, payouts and extortion fees on the rise globally. It also highlights how customers are losing trust in Microsoft and legacy IT. CrowdStrike CTO Mike Santonis has more.
Our new research shows that the average ransomware demanded in the US was just over $1.79 million in 2021. And our report shows that 63% of respondents admitted that their organization is losing trust in suppliers such as Microsoft due to frequent security incidents. And it's hardly a surprise, with 66% of organizations globally admitting to suffering an attack in the last 12 months. With the rise in cyber attacks, the average payout has now increased by 63% in the last year, meaning it's crucial for businesses to protect themselves and their clients. So please visit CrowdStrike.com for more information about our survey and how we stop breaches.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
spend your life with Extendovite.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. Questions now for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. I'll be the quiz master. You're the contestant, Ken. So here we go. There's a new proposal from the FDA, which marks the first step, apparently, in allowing a new category of hearing aids to be sold over the counter. No medical exam. No audiologist fits them. You just buy them and stick them in your own ear. So I guess this has been something that's been advocated for a long time. That is pushing for over-the-counter hearing aids. What would be your advice? Is this the same as in the eye care industry when you go to the Walgreens and get the cheater glasses? You don't have to go to a doctor's office to get an eye test. It's just, okay, this one works for me. I'm buying this.
Doug, I think we all need to approach hearing aids the same way we approach eyeglasses. Eyeglasses are a seeing aid. Hearing aids are a hearing aid. And you wouldn't believe how many people I take care of, doctors take care of. They wouldn't think a moment about getting glasses, but to get a hearing aid is, wow, I can't do that. They'll come into the office. They can barely hear. We're screaming, you know, people 3 blocks away can hear us screaming so that the patient can hear us, but they just won't get a hearing aid. It's multiple reasons, a matter of pride. You know, this clearly seems like I'm aging. But for many people, it's price. And traditional hearing aids can be very costly. Insurance doesn't cover them. And I think that this availability of these significantly lower cost hearing aids is a real advance. And for those who can't afford traditional hearing aids, which can be multiple thousands of dollars, not covered by any insurance, that this is a reasonable approach to see if these will work.
All right. So then let's take that same premise one step further, because the eye care industry offers through going, you know, basically to a drugstore. There's a big stand there, and for years I started wearing cheater, they call them cheater glasses, with 100 power back when I was 41, 42, And now some 30-odd years later, I'm up to 300s. I've had every different, I've had probably 24 glasses all over the house, all over my office, all over the studio, in my truck, in my car. And they seem to do the trick, although I have had, I get an eye exam every year. I've gotten prescription glasses to drive at night because I don't like not being able to see well at night. And so I wonder, but I've never gotten prescription glasses. I tried the trifocals because in my studio, I have to look at a computer screen or two or three. I have to look at material that's in front of me, to the left of me, right of me, and my eyes have to adjust quickly. And I didn't find them doing that. So every once in a while, I try a different pair of glasses.
When was the last time you tried the trifocals?
I don't even know where they are. I think they may be sitting.
If it's been more than a few years, you should try them again because the technology in the last few years is amazingly improved. And if you haven't tried them in a while, give them again another try. You may really like them.
All right, I will. I'll try them again. But in general, advice for people on reading glasses, what do you tell people, if somebody comes into your clinic at Lay Cardiology, and even though you're not a specialist, you know as well as I do that people ask you a lot of questions about different things. So if somebody says, do I just go buy reading glasses, what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them to find an optometrist who can write a prescription for your lenses. Most ophthalmologists or eye doctors don't even like to get into this. They refer you to an optometrist.
All right, so what's the difference between an ophthalmologist and an optometrist?
Ophthalmologist is an MD who takes care of medical illnesses associated with the eyes. An optometrist is the one who writes the prescriptions for eyeglasses for near and far sightedness. And will also examine your eyes, but does it a little more focally than what a physician will do. And my ophthalmologist doesn't even write prescriptions, you know, sends you to the optometrist to get your prescription for your glasses.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with the hearing aids, by the way, going back to that, some of these devices cost $5,000 and insurance coverage is limited. A lot of times, and
well, that's why
maybe
new high tech
over the counter. Yeah.
These new high techs are a nice option for me.
Yeah, right. All right, there it is. Answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen here on DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.